things. Football update with Gray City Sports.
Welcome to Gray City Sports. This is our first ever fantasy football update. This is Brooke and Cody, and I'm here with
Gordy DeLapp. And I just want to tell you something a little about this podcast. So we're sorry we haven't been posting this in a while, but we were just kind of busy. And so we're hoping to have two episodes a week, one fantasy update on Wednesday, and just one regular sports update on Mondays, hopefully.
All right, we're going to start today with the top five people you should pick up in your fantasy league. Number one, we have Terrell Pryor, 21 points for quarterback. This is our number one for quarterback. He only got 21 points, but he leads the league in rushing. Terrell Pryor leads the league in rushing.
Number two, Philip Rivers.
He got 21 points this week. That's good for Philip Rivers. He's been pretty crappy the past 2 years. But the way he played against Houston, I think he might be another person to pick up. And running back, we have Joique Bell, who got 24 points. He plays for the Detroit Lions. He scored 2 touchdowns compared to Reggie Bush, who scored 1, I think. Pretty sure.
For wide receiver, we have Brian Hartline. And not a lot of people own him, only 40%, but you might have drafted him. Most likely you didn't. But he's a good option for flex.
He is the second wide receiver to Mike Wallace, though.
Yeah. So that's what. Mike Wallace, I don't think he's going to get any as much grabs as him because he just doesn't fit in the offense like he did for Pittsburgh. Tight end. For tight end, we have Julius Thomas. He is a good tight end, and he played extremely well against the Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
He had 23 points, and he's only owned in about 7% leagues, so pick him up.
Quick, because I know other people are going to want him to.
Yeah.
He scored 2 touchdowns, 2 of the 7 thrown by Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, the top performer of this week, with 49 points, I'm
pretty
sure.
Like that.
In our league, we do PPR, so he actually got 60 points. And I was playing my dad this week, and I was just angry because of how much points he got from him. I lost that game.
For defense, we have one option. Dallas Cowboys, they're only owned in 23% of leagues, and they surprisingly played really well against the Giants. Oh, and also pick up anyone who's playing the Jets.
Yeah, anyone who plays the Jets is pretty good. Surprisingly, the Jets won. So in our league, guess who got drafted first overall? Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. It was kind of an accident by a new player in our league who he was going to draft Adrian Peterson first overall, but he accidentally was looking at Rob Gronkowski, clicked draft player, and drafted Rob Gronkowski. So my dad got Adrian Peterson second overall, which he should have went first.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Oh, other people he drafted? Tim Tebow. That's another person he drafted.
Yeah, second round.
Second round, Tim Tebow.
So, and he surprisingly almost won this week, which was kind of funny that he drafted those two players.
Yeah, he almost won. Rob Gronkowski, 0 points. He didn't start him this week, did he?
No.
Okay, yeah. And I made him drop Tim Tebow because he absolutely sucked.
Okay, we're going to go on to who you should start this week in fantasy football.
First person, quarterback, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Always start Peyton Manning in every league you have him.
If you have him, start him. It's like, even when he has a bye week, start him. He'll get more points than your other quarterbacks.
For running back, you should start Adrian Peterson.
I don't know. Adrian Peterson didn't do good the first week, really. Actually, he did. He got 31 points. That's pretty good. I would start Jamaal Charles because I have him, so I'm starting him. Start Jamaal Charles. Not Frank Gore, though, because he's terrible.
You should also don't start Chris Johnson. He's going up against Houston Texans, and they have a really good run defense. So I'm not
J.J. Watt!
Yeah, exactly. You should start LeSean McCoy, though. He did really good last week. He was one of the only running backs to get 100 yards rushing. And he's going up against San Diego, which should be an easy matchup for him.
Maybe not start Jamaal Charles. He's playing against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys made David Wilson fumble twice. Okay, on to wide receivers.
For wide receiver.
Start Randall Cobb. I would start him. He's playing Washington. Washington doesn't really have the best secondary over.
And he's quickly grown into Aaron Rodgers' favorite target out there.
Of course, start Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler's favorite target, especially when they're in the red zone.
Don't worry about Calvin Johnson last week. You know, he didn't do too well, but this week he's going to rebound, I'm predicting, and you should start him.
He's playing against Arizona, which has a pretty good secondary, with Patrick Peterson will probably be covering Calvin.
Okay, on to tight ends.
All right, so Jared Cook is playing Atlanta. I would start him because Atlanta's defense isn't that good.
Jordan Cameron, he's been a sleeper, and if somewhere he's not available, you should pick him up.
Yeah, don't start Vernon Davis. He's playing Seattle. He'll just get hit by Cam Chancellor again and go flying into the end zone, and then Cam Chancellor will get a bunch of flags.
You should definitely start Jason Witten going up against Kansas City. Great matchup there.
All right, on to...
Yeah. Defenses, you should... Start New England Patriots going up against the Jets' offense, which is pretty much awful. And the Patriots are also good, which is a good thing.
Also start the Texans defense, because you don't know how much sacks they're going to get off Jake Locker. I like Jake Locker, but his offensive line is terrible. J.J. Watt, 7 sacks in the game. All right, are we done today?
Yeah.
I think we are.
Thank you
for listening. And follow us on Twitter. Follow us.
At Gray City Sports on Twitter and Instagram, even though we never post pictures.
No.
At Gray City Sports on Instagram. Thank you for watching and outro song.
Oh yeah, shout out to our new sound producer, Eric James. He's terrible. Goodbye.